Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum with me, Jeray Williams. I am a mom of two. I'm currently in postpartum and I'm just feeling amazing. And I'm so happy that you tuned in. So please be sure to subscribe so you can get that notification whenever I drop an episode. And let's get into it. Okay, y'all. So I'm finally at a place in postpartum where I'm feeling like myself again. And when I say that, I mean like, I feel good. Like, I'm like, okay, girl. So today I just decided to get dressed up, put my makeup on. I have clothes that fit now because I recently went shopping. And I'm just like making time to do stuff for myself, whether that's wash my hair and style it, whether that's taking time to do my nails, because I like doing my nails now. It's pretty cool. It takes time, but I really enjoy it. Plus, I don't have to leave the house because I'm not a fan of driving. So if I could do it at home, I'm going to do it at home. But I've been, you know, getting back into my exercising. Cause I was walking when I first had my son, but now I took a little break. Like, I'm still like walking and stuff, but now I'm like trying to get back into, like, you know, a little bit of weight training and trying to heal my core from having a baby. Y'all know how that goes, but that's just a little synopsis. And in this episode today, I want to tell you, how can you feel good about yourself after having a baby? Like, you get a whole new body. Like, for my son, I was able to snap back a little bit back to my weight. Like, not like snap back, look the same like I was before. That's not really a thing. But I had a little pudge on me. But now my body has definitely changed with my second baby. And so I had to do some revamping because I felt like I didn't really know who I, like, not know who I was, but I wasn't really liking how I was dressing because only was wearing sweats because I couldn't find my jeans wouldn't fit. And I just felt like every morning I would wake up and I'm just rushing out. Like, it's to the point where I would just go out, not even do anything to my hair. If you know, I chop my hair, so all I have to do is usually spray water, but I would just walk out. My hair is not done. I would have sweats on. In a hoodie, you just make it work. And if that's in the season that you're in right now, shout out to you. I appreciate you. And I know that it is tough in the beginning, okay? So you just have to do what you have to do. But I'm finally getting over to the transition of feeling like myself again. And that's why I'm going to give you three tips on how I started feeling like myself again. And really just not even feeling like myself, because I feel like I'm a new woman, per se. But just starting to like revamp myself because my style has changed. It's a lot. Let's get into it though. All right. So my first one would say your appearance. Like, make yourself, you know, that look good, feel good kind of thing. It's really true. And I know for the past year as a stay-at-home mom, it was kind of, it's easier to just go with the flow of things and just throw on sweats and just get out the house and look any type of way. Like, I'm not even going to lie. I'm guilty of it. Sometimes I still do it. But I want you to know that you can get dressed up and look cute. And make sure you wear, like, cute comfy shoes, though. Because you never know what you're going to be doing. But I say dress up. And that doesn't necessarily mean you got to go out and buy a whole new wardrobe. Because that's not always the case. So, like, for me, I just bought things that I couldn't fit anymore for my new body. That's what I call it. I got little hips now. But I bought some jeans. I bought some few tops. And I bought some lounge wear because I spend a lot of time in the house or like trying to run out the house. So now I have clothes where I can just throw together and creating my capsule wardrobe. So I have a lot of stuff. I have a little bit more things I want to get. But I have what I need to feel good when I leave the house again and just like feel like myself. Like, I started taking time to just take a few minutes to do my makeup, making sure that my hair is done, putting on some jewelry, like things that make me feel good. So do things that make you feel good with appearance wise. So if that's you wearing some jeans and a t-shirt, that's cool. Like, do what works for you that you can feel like you look good when you leave the house. Okay. My second thing is, invest in your health and your wellness. So making sure that you're eating healthy meals, make sure that you, when you can, even if it's a 2-minute workout, 5-minute workout, 10-minute, whatever time you can do, because I want to dedicate 30 minutes to walking, but I know I'm not in that season just for a full 30 minutes just yet. So now what I try to do is at least a 10-minute walk and a 5-minute workout. That's 15 minutes, okay? That's my goal. Just get it done, you know? That's it, whether I'm walking outside with the kids or I wake up early, which I've been doing the past couple of days, just trying to get back to a rhythm. Not even get back to a rhythm, get into a new rhythm of where I can do things that help me feel good, you know? I want to be able to feel good physically in my appearance, in my health, making sure that I'm eating the right things. That's why I say meal prepping is so important, making sure that you do a weekly grocery list and have family meetings, talk about the budget, talk about grocery list, the meal prepping, things that's going on in that week. Do those things. That's a side note. But yes, making sure that you invest in your wellness. And my third tip, it just, you gotta figure out a way to build up your confidence. If you are in a season of like, I don't look the same, or you know, I have a belly now, or I gained weight and it's hard to lose it, or my hair doesn't look the same, or I don't, you know, those different things that we nitpick. I want you to know that you are beautiful. You just have to rebuild that confidence of who you are. Because I know I'm not the same woman I was when I was in my early 20s, like if I was 20. I don't look the same per se anymore. I've gained weight because I've had 2 kids. And that was a shock for me, you know, going from a size 0 to a size 4. It may not seem extreme to people, but I'm petite. I'm like 4'10". So that was a game changer for me the other day, but I didn't let that stop me from finding clothes that make me feel good. Because I'm like, okay, I'm in a transition period, you know, and my body is going to change. And I'm not going to go probably, I don't know if I'm going to go back to a size 0. But if I don't, that's okay. Because I'm learning how to embrace where I am and love this body that I have. Because it tells a story. And I hope this blesses someone. Because I'm feeling good. And I want you to feel good. And if this podcast resonates with you, I want you to drop a comment and be like, yes. Because I want us to get right together, okay? Navigating postpartum can be tough. But I want you to feel good in the process. I want you to like your appearance. Not even like your appearance. Love your appearance. Feel confident and feel like you're investing in your wellness so that, not even just for you to feel good, but for your household. Because when you are a woman and you have a family, you're kind of like that it person in a house. Everyone's energy goes off of you. So if you are happy, upbeat, taking care of yourself, everyone around is going to trickle into the house. If you are burned out and grumpy and in a bad mood, that can trickle on everybody else. And that goes for your partner as well. Like if your partner is in a bad mood, it can affect the house. If they're in a good mood, you're in a good mood, the whole house is good. So just making sure that you really take that time to invest in yourself. I hope this podcast blesses you. Let me know what you want to hear next. You can even message me on Instagram, balancemotherhood_, or you can subscribe to my email list below. You don't want to miss out on weekly tips and get you a new mommy self-care checklist to get on and pop in, okay? But I want to leave you with this. Don't forget about yourself. You deserve to feel beautiful. You deserve to feel like you're whole. Mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, financially, like you deserve that. And I pray that you can experience this and do not lose hope. I love you guys. Until next week. Well, no, maybe not next week. I might drop one earlier, but that's why you have to subscribe. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.